You want some breakfast?
Oh, no, no time.
No time? You'll have plenty of time when you're in the hospital for malnutrition. Eat this.
Okay, okay, save it for me.
Okay.
All right. Come on, we gotta get going. We're taking the long way to work.
Larry, ever since you bought that new car stereo, you always take the long way to work.
Well, when you've spent as much as I have on a state-of-the-art vehicular sound system, you want to get your money's worth.
Larry, just exactly how much did that state-of-the-art vehicular sound system cost?
Whoa, Balky, look at the time. Now, if we're going to hear the extended version of Bridge Over Troubled Water, we got to get moving. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, sweetheart.
Come on, Balky.
Okay, okay, I'm coming. Just a second. I have to grab my lunch. I love lunch on Wednesdays. Peanut butter and jellyfish. Goodbye, my little lamb chop.
Wow.
That's just an example of what's in store for my future husband.
Well, he's going to be one lucky guy.
You are not going to believe this. My new car radio has been stolen.
I don't believe it. That's the second time in the last 2 weeks. That's terrible.
I can't believe the beware of dog sign I put on the windshield didn't scare them away.
Well, I am taking action. A man has got to protect his belongings. Now, I am not going to rest until the person responsible for this is behind bars.
Maybe you should get a car alarm.
Why does he need a car alarm if you don't have a radio?
Yes, it did, just like the last 17 times in the past 2 days.
Well, it didn't wake me up. Fortunately, after the last time it went off, I never went back to sleep, so I painted my room. The alarm goes off one more time, I should have that guest bathroom done.
I was thinking about painting my room. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I've got, pastels.
It was a false alarm.
Of course it was a false alarm. It's always a false alarm. You have that alarm set at such a sensitive level, dew sets it off. Larry, we need sleep. Maybe you could just turn off the alarm for the rest of the night.
Turn it off? Jennifer, that would defeat the whole purpose. All right, I admit it's changed our routine a little bit.
A little bit? Larry, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're standing in the kitchen with a baseball bat.
How about baby bottom pink?
Oh!
Jennifer, it's been 2 days and no one has stolen my car radio. You can't argue with results.
And you can't argue with a hungry pig.
Larry, we have to do something.
Cousin, why don't we join the neighborhood watch and take a bite out of crime?
Oh, sure, join the neighborhood watch and tell everyone in the neighborhood our business. Why don't we just put a sign on the car that says, New car radio inside, come and get it.
It sounds good the way you say it, but I don't think it would work in practice.
Now, Balky, the thief is someone in the neighborhood, someone who knows my schedule, someone who knows when I come and go, someone who knows I bought a new car radio.
It must have been me. It's the only thing that makes sense. I'm a thief and an amnesiac.
Balky, it wasn't you.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't you. Take my word for it, it wasn't you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Cousin, thank you for turning my life around.
I think it was that Mr. Finley. He hates me. Once, just once, I went out to get the newspaper in my underwear. The man called the police.
I'm going to bed. You can sleep down here so you can be close to your car alarm.
Actually, I was the one that called the police. The way the streetlight made your skin glow, I thought you were an alien.
You know, Larry, I think you're right about the Finleys. Why do they make their little boy stand out in the yard all day in his good suit?
That's a lawn jockey. There it goes again. Maybe I do have it set at too sensitive a level. I'll go reset it.
You know, I never understand why people take something that isn't theirs.
Don't you have burglars on Meeples?
Well, we do have a tiny group of stealers and liars. They go out and steal things and then lie about it. We call them the Stealers and Liars. Or for short, the S and L Gang. Want to come upstairs and watch me spackle?
It wasn't a false alarm. My new car radio has been stolen again. This means war. All right, let's review the plan. Now, we will get in the trunk, leaving the lid slightly ajar, and wait for the thief who we all know is that lowlife Mr. Finley.
Listen, let it go.
All right.
Let it go.
Now, when he opens the door, that's when we spring into action. I will freeze him in his tracks with the bullhorn.
All right, freeze. You're under arrest.
Then you jump out of the trunk with the rope, tie him up. I'll call the police. Any questions?
Yeah, can I be the one to hold the bullhorn?
No.
Yeah, Cousin, why not?
Because it's mine. Now,
Cousin,
come on,
Cousin,
we'll get into position. We're going to get
just
into position.
Just let me hold it for one second. Just let me put
position.
My hand around it and push the button. I want to push the button. I want to push
the button. Get away from me. Get in the trunk. Get in the trunk. Get in the trunk.
Gee, I hope no one steals my brand new, very expensive car radio.
Especially while we're in the trunk.
Will you shut up? What's the matter with you? Larry, help me in. Help me in. Here, take this.
Hold it. Listen, let me help you.
All right.
Let me help you.
All right.
I am holding the bullhorn.
Will you
I am.
Stop it. Just shut up.
Well, I got this matter with you. I'll tell you what happened.
Yes, sir. Brand new car radio right here in this car. I'll be seeing it in the morning. Till then, I'll be asleep in the house.
Not in the trunk.
Will you shut up?
Cousin, correct me if I'm wrong. But I think this is the first time you and I have ever been in this trunk at the same time.
Malky, why don't you just relax and be quiet? Malky, I don't think you are taking this seriously enough. In fact, I think you might have to go back in the house.
No, Kosi,
yes,
come
I think
on,
you
no.
might have to go Kosi, back in no, the house. You no. might have to go
please,
right back
please,
in the
please,
house.
Please, please, let me stay in the trunk.
All right, but you've been warned, mister.
Kosi, Kosi, I hear something. It sounds like two people.
You're right, you're right. Finley must have brought a friend. Okay, all right, this is it. Get ready. Malky.
Hmm?
Did you just do what I think you did?
That depends on what you think I just...
Did you just shut the trunk?
Well, of course I did. Don't be ridiculous. These are criminals we're dealing with. We don't want them to know we're in here.
Malky, you have locked us in the trunk.
Kosi and I just had the most horrible thought. We have to get out of here before we run out of oxygen. I saw this once on Star Trek. It wasn't pretty. The Klingons had taken control of the life support system of the Enterprise, and the crew were running out of oxygen. And Captain Kirk said, Scotty, you've got to get us out of here. And Scotty said, Captain, I can't give you any more power. We're out of dilithium crystals. I need more time. And then Bones said, damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a machine.
Malky, let me tell you something, okay? Nothing uses up oxygen faster than talking, so why don't you shut up? We are not going to run out of oxygen.
Yeah,
the trunk is not airtight. Now, we are just going to sit here until they steal the radio and leave, and then we're going to call for help. Right, they're in the car. Oh, my Lord! They are stealing the entire car!
Well, at least you won't have that big, ugly hole in the dashboard.
All right, they drove for about 10 minutes, then they slowed down, then they stopped. I think they stopped at Bugsy's Burgers.
I think you're right, Cosset. That was definitely the smell of Bugsy's French fries.
I think I have a pretty good idea where we are.
Well, so do I. We're in the trunk.
I mean, I think I know where they've taken us. Yeah, yeah, see? That turn would put us on the Old Mill Road, sure. Out in the middle of nowhere. Sure, I think they're gonna strip the car and abandon it in the woods.
You know what, Cousin? It's bad enough they stole the car, but they haven't used the turn signal once. I guess crime poisons every part of you.
Look, we gotta figure out a way out of here. See if you can find the jack.
What?
The jack! The jack!
Cousin, I'm pretty sure we're the only two people that got in this. I'll look for him if you want me to. Jack!
Jack! I mean... See if you can find the tool we used to prop up the car when we changed the tire.
Oh, I got this. There you go. Do you want me to stop looking for the man?
Yes, yes. All right, now, I think I can use the jack to pop the lid of the trunk. Change places with me.
No. I'm not going to change places with you. I like my place right here. I got it all just the way I want it.
Change places with
me. No, I'm not going to change places. Oh, get out of the way. Carson, you know what? I don't think that's such a hot idea.
Oh, you don't think it's such a hot idea?
No, I don't.
Well, let me ask you something, Balky.
What's that?
How many trunks have you opened from the inside?
Oh, don't stop.
Carson, please, please, I can't stop that. You opened from the inside.
None.
None? As in zero? As in never, ever have you opened a trunk from the inside?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Carson, just curious. How many...
Four.
Carson, you know what? I don't.
Balky, please, I know what Carson, I'm doing.
Yeah,
I know what I'm doing.
Let me just tell you something. Let me just tell you something. I was just going to say that little machine was going to poke through the top of the trunk.
There's got to be something else in here that we can use to pop open the lid. Just look around. See if you can find something.
Listen. What's in this box?
No, don't open the box.
You live with someone for 5 years. And you think you know them. Then you spend the night in a car trunk with them.
Malky, this is not what you think.
It's not an inflatable woman?
Well, yes, it is.
Does the lady have a name?
I use this so I can drive in the carpool lane when I'm driving alone. They stopped.
Oh, yeah. We're out in the woods, all right.
Balky, if they find us, we're dead men.
Cousin.
Shh.
Cousin. I'm so sorry.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that sneeze because it just cost us our lives. Oh, no. Oh, no, please. No, please don't shoot. No, no, no. All right, kill him, but spare me. No, no.
Hi.
You almost scared us to death. Why were you driving like criminals? Why were you driving in the woods?
And why weren't you using your turn signals?
Why are you in the trunk?
And who's your plastic friend?
She's with him. Listen. Settle an argument. Which Ninja Turtle is the most sensitive?
Donatello.
Told ya. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Larry, this is for you.
Oh, well, what's the special occasion?
Well, no special occasion, just a little something that says I love you. Oh. Well, what could be that small in talk?
A hamster, if he's properly trained.
Oh. Well, it's a pull-out car radio. Oh, well, thank you. That's great. Thank you.
Actually, cousin, all of your radios have been pulled out already. It's just that the wrong people were pulling them out.
Well, not anymore. You know, Balky, you were right. I should have just joined the neighborhood watch.
Well, funny you should mention that, because I took the liberty, I signed us all up.
Well, this would be a good night to turn in early, Larry. We won't be bothered by that pesky car alarm.
Another good idea.
Cousin, there's only one thing wrong with that idea.
What's that?
Well, it's our first night on the neighborhood watch, and we've been assigned to patrol. And I've been assigned the bullhorn.
But I've been assigned the batteries.